Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to the Big Boo Cast episode 69. In our first episode of 2017, Melanie and I talk about all kinds of things, like our really exciting New Year's Eves, Mariah Carey's new reality show, because it is really something. Talk about a movie that we loved a whole bunch this past Christmas and what we're really into on television right now. We also, of course, talk about our kitchens. Why wouldn't we? So thanks a bunch for being here. We're always so grateful that you join us, and we hope you have a really happy 2017. Here's episode 69. Hey everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm so tired. I had to stop after you said, hi, it's Boo Mama. I had to stop and think, who am I? What is my name? What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say next?
Well, sometimes it's the little things that trip you up.
Oh, good night. Like your name.
For sure. So you have a sick house.
We have had a sick house. Golly. We've had, which it's so funny because I don't think I've told you this because I don't think we've really talked. We've just texted. Perry got sick Tuesday after Christmas. He came, I knew because he was at the ranch and he was like, he texted and said, I think I'm coming home. I don't feel good. I'm not going to hunt. And so that is essentially like, he probably needs to go to the hospital, you know, like if he's that sick, that's like, okay, well, something's seriously wrong. And so he came home and sure enough, that night had fevers, chills, aches, like the whole deal. And so, but was never really congested, kind of had a cough. And so I was like, so I kept telling him, I was like, you've got the flu, because that's to me what that would be. And so he was sick. Really, yesterday was the first day that he felt semi-normal, like New Year's Eve, which we can talk about later. But we went over to Gully's house, but he stayed home. Like he still did not feel good. And so, I mean, and has slept and taken naps and like missed like three different hunting trips he was supposed to go on. I mean, the whole deal. So like terrible. But I thought Caroline and I had dodged it. And then she started running a fever yesterday. And so now she's full in the throw of it. And so far I have dodged it. So we'll see how good my immune system is.
Fingers crossed.
I know. Well, but apparently now we've found out, we don't think it is the flu because our friends, the Joffies that we do church with, he texted me, I guess it was New Year's Eve. And he said, hey, I've been meaning to text. He said, how are y'all feeling? And I said, I said, Perry's sick. And he was like, we all came down with something, fevers, aches, chills, their whole family of four. Actually, I think their little boy didn't get it, but everybody else has it. And he said, we got it Tuesday. And so we've determined that somebody came sick to our Christmas Eve service.
Oh, bless them.
And we knew, I can pinpoint who it was, and I can say because it's somebody who would never listen to this podcast, but somebody was coughing up a lung. So I know exactly who it was.
Oh,
it gave it to all of us. And so apparently we have now infected about 30% of our attendees of our Christmas Eve service. So Merry Christmas to y'all. You're welcome.
We gave you a virus.
But apparently all that to say that they had all gone to the doctor thinking it was the flu and they were going to go get Tamiflu and it tested negative for the flu. The doctors just said it's a highly contagious virus that's going around with fevers and aches. And a little bit of congestion and a cough. So it's not the flu.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. But it's still, I mean, you think Tuesday, so it's still like a 6-day deal. So I feel like all we've done is like I've just been here. We've just been sick. Mm-hmm, so, but I haven't been sick. So I'm semi stir crazy because we just haven't been able to go and do our normal stuff.
Well, I hope you don't get it.
I really hope I don't get it. At this point, if I were going to get it, I'd just assume like, I'm like, just let me go ahead and get it right this minute if I'm going to get it. Because I don't want like Caroline to get better and then me to get it. I would just assume us both. It would be much more convenient if we could just lay around sick at the same time.
Yes. Be miserable together.
Yes. So anyway, so we'll see. But maybe my immune system is good. And I've been drinking some fruit smoothies to try to boost it.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, I have no doubt that you've got some vitamin C.
Yeah. Pumping
at your house. Not a doubt in my mind.
I bought some coconut water. I've got some vitamin C smoothies.
I think it's so funny how when stuff like that happens, we immediately, we all become very homeopathic. Like, we're all just a step away from writing a book about home remedies.
Well, it was funny because when Perry got sick, I was like, oh, I said, you know what's really good for you? I said, is bone broth. I said, I have some bone broth. And he was like, okay. And so he was like, what is bone broth? And so I looked at it. But the thing was, is that it expired like 3 years ago because it was bone broth that I had bought the last time we had some sort of cold. Because who wants to eat bone broth?
Yeah.
On a normal event? Never. So anyway, so that's it. So we've been a little under the weather. But happy new year.
Happy 2017. Yes, ma'am.
Here we are.
Yeah. See, I went to Gully's New Year's Eve.
We went to Gully's. My friend Jamie and her family came in from Dallas. We were all going to go to the ranch on Sunday for New Year's Day. But that, so I texted and I said, full disclosure, Perry's sick. I waited until he kept saying, well, it's only Thursday. I'm going to feel better by Saturday. And I was like, I really don't think you are. And so, but they decided to go ahead and come anyway, even though we didn't, the ranch did not happen. So we came and really just low key, picked up fajitas and the kids all played. Gully's got a huge backyard, so that's nice. So the kids all played spike ball and, football and all that stuff, ping pong, and ran around. And then the grown-ups just sat around and talked and watched football, and that was pretty much it.
Well, that sounds delightful.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good low-key. I mean, listen, I like a no-makeup sweatpant option for New Year's. That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So, I know. So what'd y'all do?
We did not do one thing. We went to dinner at some friend's house the night before New Year's Eve, and then actually had a moment where I thought, you know what, we need to have some people over New Year's Eve. But I had waited too late to try to, so we were really in our pajamas like by four. It was delightful. And I made chicken and dumplings and pimento cheese cornbread. And we just stayed right here and watched some football.
I need to know about pimento cheese cornbread. I saw that you posted that somewhere and I was like, that sounds delicious. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's one of those things where like, well, why did that take so long? Like, why did it take us so long to figure out that pimento and cheese would in fact be a delicious combination in
cornbread?
It makes total
Absolutely.
Sense.
Yeah, because I made cornbread yesterday, but it was not pimento cheese cornbread, so I kind of felt cheated. I felt like I cheated my own self.
You did cheat your own self, I'm here to tell you. And I used, the recipe called for a cup, I think, of pimento cheese with the jalapenos in the cornbread. And if I had to do it over, I'd just put that whole tub in there.
Okay, so you bought your pimento cheese, though. You didn't make
pimento. Oh, no, because that palmetto pimento cheese, y'all have that in Texas. Y'all get that, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a recipe from South Carolina or somewhere. Anyway, it is the best. And I saw my friend Mary Jo in the grocery store. I guess it was New Year's Eve. And she said, I don't make it anymore. She said, I can't. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no need to make it when it's this good. I'll put a link to it.
Okay, put a link because I don't know that we have that.
It's at Costco here. Like, you can buy it in big tubs.
Okay. See, I don't go to Costco. I don't go to Costco because our Costco's far. And,
I don't go either. Our Costco's far too, to me. But David works near our Costco. So I send Costco lists with him.
Gotcha. And he goes to Costco. That's a good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know that we get. And I've never tried. Now, I will say HEB has a homemade pimento cheese that you can get there that's pretty good. So maybe I wonder if that might work. I've never tried. Well, actually I have tried it. It's pretty good, but I buy it more as like, it's almost too thick to make a sandwich out of.
Yes.
And a pimento cheese sandwich reminds me, so like a pimento cheese on white bread sandwich is so something I would eat at my nanny's house growing up, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
But maybe I need to try that. That sounds kind of good.
You know, I love to grill a pimento cheese sandwich.
Now that sounds good. Cause then it's all warm and toasty.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let us speak of more things we can do with cheese. How about that? Yeah.
really the possibilities are endless with cheese.
Let that be our 2017 emphasis.
More cheese. That's going to be, that's one of my one of my goals, more cheese.
Well, we did. We were here the whole time, and I can't remember what drew me in this direction, because I had watched football pretty much on and off all day. But at some point, there are about five channels that I'll visit with some regularity to see what's going on. Like HGTV, Food Network,
yeah,
Bravo, ESPN, SEC Network, and then on New Year's Eve, I thought, I'm going to see if anything's on E. Because, you know, sometimes they'll have, like, a marathon. And so what I did not realize was that E! Was showing Mariah Carey's new show, and it immediately became, like, I would say within the first 60 seconds, it became something where I was like, I couldn't even make a mental list fast enough of all the things I wanted to talk to you about, like, in terms of that show. It was an onslaught, really, of information about Mariah Carey's life, or at least the life that she's showing us on her reality show. It was too much. It was too much to take in. I'll tell you
that. Okay, so what is Mariah Carey? I mean, she's not somebody, I realize we just all saw her New Year's Eve, which I did go YouTube the clip, by the way. I did not see it, actually, but there was so much buzz about it, I felt like I had to see it.
Uh-huh. Y'all helped me down these stairs, which is... Yes.
It was so bad. And here's my, now she's coming out saying that she was sabotaged. And I'm like, no, I think your monitor just didn't work. I mean, just, it is what it is, right?
Well, the sound guy said in the New York Times that everything worked great on his end. But I do feel for her, because I really did have flashbacks to us at the Alamo Dome. Like that moment of being frozen, and this is really going to happen, but how do I get out of it or make it stop?
I did not prepare for this moment, but I'm gonna tell you who was prepared. Those backup dancers
were on it.
They never skipped a beat, so they could clearly hear what was going on.
No, and the worst of it to me was that on the backup track, the high notes were on it. So there was nothing. And then you hear like her squealing like a bird.
Yeah.
And then nothing. It was, I couldn't turn away. It was, I couldn't process what I was seeing. It was something else.
Well, and here's the thing too, is if that's going to happen to you, if that were to happen to me in my life, let's just pray to God in heaven that I'm not wearing a flesh-colored bodysuit at the time.
Yes.
I mean, that outfit, too. I'm like, you're already so vulnerable, and then you've got that on. And it was just so much.
Well, when it started, I will say, it started, you know, with her singing Old Ain't Zion like a solo, and there were some feathers around her, but it had a little bit of a feel to me. Like the feather thing wasn't entirely coordinated, and there was this Maya Rudolph character she used to do on Saturday Night Live named Charlie, and she was like this old cabaret singer, and she would always go, "Here comes Charlie," you know, like she was just sort of halfway into it, but she had done it so many times, and I immediately thought of Charlie when I saw the feathers, because it was kind of like, you know, like if I decided I was going to sing. And I said, "Hey, Melanie, why don't you get on one side of me and wave some feathers?"
Yes.
You know, it lacked a certain, it was not an elevated execution, really, of feathers.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, it just, I don't know. It's like that nobody really planned that ahead, I feel like she didn't show up for rehearsals.
Well, what I love about the reality show, what got me so tickled was, first of all, she does all her, like, talking head things, you know, where she's talking to the camera.
Yeah.
On a chaise lounge. And
on the reality show?
Yes. In a bodysuit most of the time. Like, sometimes it's a flesh color bodysuit. Sometimes it's like a lace-up bodysuit. Sometimes she's got on her fishnet hose. Sometimes she's just got... But she apparently is a devoted fan of a bodysuit. Of a leotard kind of situation.
And you've got to think, I mean, that just for sheer comfort, I mean, that just didn't really do it.
No. And I wondered, like, I thought, okay, so how does this start? Do you see Taylor Swift at her concerts and you think, you know what, I'm in my mid-40s, but I think I can rock it. I mean, like, how does that go?
I think that, yeah, I don't know. Or did you never give up on it because you think
Yeah.
she's close enough to our age? Because remember, I wore my share of bodysuits in college.
Right, but not
You know,
just with tights.
no, not never. Just, let me clarify. Never just with tights. Always with probably some really high-waisted jeans that came up over the bodysuit. For me, the bodysuit was just so effective in that a shirt stayed tucked in.
Sure, yeah.
You know, that's
Yeah.
really the goal of the bodysuit. But no, never just with tights, even at 20 years old.
Right.
So, but clearly, I don't know that, you know, Gully and I have this thing that we say that at the pool every summer, or like when you're at the beach, or when you're in places where a lot of women have on swimsuits, that there are clearly women who have just, and I don't suffer from this, they have a lot of body joy, you know, like
Yes.
they, and listen, good for them. And Gully always says, I would like to go shake their hand and say, good for you. Like, good for
Yes.
you that you feel confident enough to put that out there while the rest of us are wearing our cover-ups or whatever. But then last summer, Gully told me she's really afraid she was going to be that person. Somebody's going to come up and shake her. See, because you've turned a corner. Once you get to like your mid to late 30s, I feel like you've turned a corner to where now people say, oh, good for you that you're, no, it's the line between a Taylor Swift and a Mariah Carey,
And
a
so,
Gigi Hadid and a Mariah Carey. You know, there's
for
certain things you can
sure.
get away with when you're a 20-year-old supermodel that you can't really get away with at any other point in your life.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If you were at this point in your life a pop superstar.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, it's Hazel. Why wouldn't she act the fool when we're on a podcast?
Well, she knows.
Hey, she's been determined all day that I'm trying to leave, and she has herded me. I mean, like she, I'll come sit down at my desk and she'll get right in front of me. Like, no, you're not leaving.
She senses that school starts
She really,
tomorrow.
I think she does. And then, or I'll go start to walk to the kitchen and she will take off after me like she's gonna block me out. Like she's,
Oh, poor Hazel.
I know, God love her. Anyway, okay, so let's assume that at this point in your life you are a pop superstar.
Yeah, because I'm pretty close to that.
Well, yeah. I mean, so you're about to go on stage in, let's say, Luxembourg. You're on
Yes.
the European leg of your tour.
Okay.
You've come off your private plane.
Yes.
Which, by the way, you're an hour late even getting to the arena because nobody man your tour manager didn't make note of a time zone change, which I feel like should probably I feel like really at really the most basic level that should be maybe the first thing you look at when you're in a foreign land is what are our time zone
I would think
fluctuations?
that would occur to you. It's not just like flying from like Colorado to Texas where you're like, is this Central Time or
Right,
what are we doing
right.
here? That's a pretty, I mean, I feel like once you cross an ocean, you know there's going to be a time difference.
So let's say you're coming off your private plane and but you've got to hurry to get on stage. I want to know what you're wearing.
I mean, me personally,
Yes.
I'd be wearing sweatpants. I'd be wearing
Sure.
some form of like sweatpants or workout leggings with like some sort of oversized shirt and tennis shoes would be what I would have on.
And if you were to really like if you were to rush and you think, okay, I'm gonna try to really dress up for this.
Yeah.
You're gonna throw on, I'm guessing, some tall boots, a
Yeah,
tunic,
jeans.
jeans.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I meant. What did Mariah have on for
Well,
this?
a
A bodysuit.
bodysuit, yeah.
Well,
But what tickles me is that it showed at one point her come off the stage from her concert. I think it was a London show, and she immediately goes back into the makeup chair before she leaves the arena, and she leaves the arena like in a full length gown.
oh,
You
where
know,
was she going?
I don't know, but it's just that whole thing of like, she's got on a full length gown. You know, it's a different, it's a whole different deal in terms of the day to day. And just, I don't know. I don't know. It's fascinating. So there was a new
That
one
is
last night and I recorded it. I'm telling you that.
okay. Well, I'm gonna have to check it out because I would think like okay, so when you think of like diva-esque stars, like I would put like J-Lo in that category, right?
Sure.
But even J-Lo, I don't know what she wears for leisure now, but she kind of brought us the velour jogging suit, I
Yes, she
feel like.
did.
You
Yes.
know, I mean she kind of made that whole thing happen. I
Because
don't
she
know
was
that she
still
still
Jenny from
wears
the
them.
block. Yeah.
Yeah, but she was wearing her, I mean, you know, granted they were all like had a lot of stuff on them and juicy and all that stuff, but But like, I wonder what she wears for, I mean, what does your average celebrity wear for leisure wear? Because I'm betting not a bodysuit.
I don't know. I mean, and Mariah, and like, I will say the bodysuit was her stage. It was what she threw on to go on stage. But it shows her like in some quote unquote sort of downtime. And mm-hmm. it's kind of like she's got on some jeans with a belt and a bra and a jacket, but the bra shows.
Okay.
Which I feel like is probably not where most of us would go.
No, probably not. Probably not.
But I will say, even with all of that, though, she is oddly disarming in court in sort of the way that she interacts with the people on her tour. Like, I think they are really her family.
Oh, okay.
So she seems like a very sweet, sincere person. It's okay, just that she lives in this alternate fashion universe.
Yes, yes, yeah. Okay.
But she seems really sweet. Like, she seems like she's a very compassionate and considerate mama. And I know that I am watching a reality show that is probably designed to make me feel just that way. But yes. I don't know. It's interesting. The whole thing is really interesting. And also, she does not use the term birthday. She calls it her anniversary.
Oh, okay.
And all the people on her tour call it her anniversary. Because she does not necessarily like the idea of getting older.
Well, clearly.
So what I'm saying is, give that a look at some point.
Okay, I'm gonna turn that on. That may be something, because I'm going to be here for at least apparently 5 to 6 days with a feverish child. So I'll have plenty of time to check that out. It sounds to me like I think that there are people who go through life, and not all of them are celebrities, but they really are the star of their own life.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And not that we aren't all the stars of our own life, but just they really relish that role. Like they feel like maybe they're in the spotlight at all times. They were born for drama in the stage.
Yes.
So, because I think if you're somebody who wants to lounge around in a bodysuit, I mean, it's kind of which came first, the chicken or the egg. That's probably why she is a multimillionaire pop star.
Sure.
Because something in you says, I'd like to lounge around in bodysuits. Hey, whereas,
yeah, I got a chaise lounge. I got a fur throw. I got a bodysuit. Like,
yeah, I was born for all this. Whereas people like me, who, if you haven't worn makeup in 5 or 6 days and really don't know the last time you washed your hair, not so much born for the stage.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
I'd be born for behind a computer typing out some words.
Born to write in an adult onesie. That's me. We're all born for different things.
Okay, now speaking of other things that we've seen, we have both seen La La Land.
Oh my gosh, that makes me wish I was born for the stage.
Okay, let's talk for I don't want to ruin it
we
for anybody.
We cannot ruin it for anybody, but you have got to go see it. I can't quit thinking about it.
I can't either. I listened to the soundtrack this morning. Like, the soundtrack is magical.
Like, it is.
I don't know when I have been more captivated by something on the screen.
I know. And from the very, and I felt like you gave me a good word going into it, because you said you just have to embrace it for the start and know that it's a musical, and so people are going to burst out in song. And so I was really glad. You've got to buy in from the beginning. And I was glad, because it opens with a big musical number. And I was glad that I was in that space where I was ready for all that. You know what I mean? And I laughed because I made Caroline, we had gone to see Moana. And so she wanted to go see Sing. And I said, here's the deal. If I'm going to go see a movie today, it's La La Land. So you can go with me or not go with me, but Mama needs a movie.
Right.
And so she was like, okay, I want to go. And you had told me that it was appropriate for her, you know, that there wasn't anything sketchy in it. And there's not. And so, anyway, but I laughed because she is so her father's daughter that I'm so lost in all of the moment. And she's whispering to me, it's really not very safe that she's walking down that dark street by herself.
Somebody got a headlamp. Somebody got a headlamp.
And I got so tickled because I was like, and she did say after, she was like, it was cute, but it wasn't. But like, as I've listened to the soundtrack and stuff, she's kind of like, you're kind of obsessed with that movie. But I'm like, it just captures you. It's captivating is the best way I know to say it. It was so good.
It was so good. And it was so captivating. And I think I told you this. It wraps you up in that world. Like, you feel like you have just been enveloped by this world that they live in.
Yes.
And it's the first movie I've been in forever where like I was conscious of, I really don't want this to end. Like I really don't want it to be over. 'Cause what I normally do, honestly, in most movies, and I don't see a whole lot, is I think, okay, I could have made this thing, I could have made it 30 minutes shorter, easy.
Yes. Yeah, I could have cut out this whole montage in the middle where this nonsense was going on or
Yeah, but
whatever.
this one I was so, it's so, if nothing else, it's so beautiful to look at. It's such a love letter to Los Angeles, but the story,
Yeah, it was it's yeah, it's a must. Well, and I mean, let's be honest, I could look at Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling all day long. I mean,
It was
they're
like a, it's
just
yeah, it's a throwback, and it's and it and you need to see it at the theater. Like if you can, you don't
Yes.
need to wait and try to watch it at home. You need to see that. It's a movie I'm so glad I saw in the theater with popcorn and the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a big screen movie for sure. It just felt like such a, and I thought it was interesting. Like I was like, it's ironic to me that that came out at a time like
Yes.
right as like Debbie Reynolds passed away, and like at a time where the world seems so cynical, you know,
Yes,
and
it's
then
an
just to have
antidote.
like, yes, it just it felt like the opposite of 2016
It
to me.
really did. It seemed to me like I thought when I left, and I told you, like I could not even. David said, "Did you like it?" And I said, "I loved it." And I was so emotional, I couldn't. I said, "I don't. I can't use words right now to tell you why."
I was going to say, you know what it was? It was chin up American cinema.
It was
That's what
chin
that movie
up. It
was.
really
That
was.
movie was that movie is chin up right there.
It is, and it was. It felt like it. I don't know. It just hit me in a place that that was good in terms of I needed. I don't know. I needed it.
Yeah, I agree. It just felt, and I'd been wanting something and I didn't even know that I wanted it. And I have a couple of books waiting for me. I have not opened up a book over Christmas, which is so not like me, because normally I'll take Christmas break and I'll read books, but I just haven't been in that mindset. But like that movie to me was what a good book usually is for me, like just something to
Yes.
get lost in, you know, like I really needed something to get lost in.
Thumbs up, La La
Thumbs
Land.
up, La La Land. Well done. But I would love to know, like, I would love to know the behind the scenes, and knowing you, you've probably already researched this of like, how did they decide to do that movie? Because it's kind of a bold, it's so different. For Emma Stone and Ryan, like, did they think, man, we would really like to do a musical, you know, like, or did it just come along? Like, I would love to know how all the inner workings of it took place.
Okay, well, oddly enough,
You do know, don't you? You've been.
I sat down that night and I was like, I want to know. And apparently, like they wanted the challenge of something where they had to train, like they had to train for that thing. Like even the parts that I read about them, like they had to learn to dance.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
And see, like I love the fact that because I read something that said. That he that like you know the voices weren't that strong or whatever, and I'm like, no, that's the whole thing. It's that's why it's one
Yes.
reason why it's so magical. It's because it's on that level. It's not flashy. Like it feels so real.
Yeah.
But apparently, like that guy did what was the movie he did last year about or 2 years ago that director I can't think of what it's called that won
Oh,
the
I don't know.
Oscars.
I don't know.
I can't think. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was his script. Hold on.
Whiplash.
Whiplash. Thank you, Alex Hudson.
Okay. Look at Alex knowing.
Well, yeah, I think they heard me down the hall. But
Okay.
they had to really commit to train and
Yeah, I'm
to
sure.
learn and all that kind of stuff, which
Yeah.
and Ryan Gosling said in one thing I read that he had really wanted to do like on some level like an old school 40s kind of throwback musical thing.
Okay.
That was one
Okay.
of the things that he had wanted to do.
Well done. So you answered a question for me, which was I wondered, had they always known how to sing and dance and just had never had an opportunity to use those talents in the movies they'd done, or did they learn for this movie, which I guess they really learned for this movie.
Apparently they really, I mean, I've heard Emma Stone sing like on Saturday Night Live and
Yeah.
stuff, but apparently they really did learn how to dance because the choreographer said like them learning tap was pretty tough, you know.
I'm sure. Yeah, I would think that would be a hard skill to learn.
And he had to learn how to play the piano,
Oh,
which because I
yeah.
thought watching the movie, I was like, well, he must have always been so gifted at that. But he had to
But
learn
he
how to,
didn't.
no, he had to learn how to play the piano, which you
Well,
think. if you or I were going to be in a movie, which never, but if we were, uh-huh. and somebody said, you've got to devote 4 months of your life, like for hours every day to learn uh-huh. how to play the piano, we'd be like, I'm out. Like,
well, speak for yourself. I would put on my bodysuit and I would sit in front of that piano.
I'd get my fur throw and drape it.
I would get on my lounge chair and I would study that sheet music. I would work.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, no, I don't know how to play the piano. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good day to you, sir.
That's a line from Tootsie.
It is?
Yes. Do you remember that when she goes and auditions? No, that's not the exact one. And she says, good day. And then I said, good day, sir.
Well, that'd be me if somebody told me. Although I do know how to play the piano, although it has been years.
Same.
So, anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But nobody's going to ask me to do that in a movie or really anywhere for that matter.
Well, that was a highlight of Christmas for me was that movie. It really mm-hmm. was. I loved it.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good. So, I know I need to find something. I'm going to need to pull up something on the TV to watch because, I mean, other than Mariah, obviously, but I need something because we've got a lot of sitting around because Caroline doesn't, we don't go back to school until Thursday this week.
Oh, we go back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we didn't get out till the Wednesday before Christmas.
That's right. Y'all had a late dismissal. Yep. Now, have you ever watched Sherlock?
You know, that's funny. Caroline has started watching Sherlock on Netflix and I have watched it. I quit. And I just, because, you know, part of the thing is we've got to get a different TV. I've talked about you can only watch Netflix on the TV in the playroom.
Right.
So on my computer. And so it just got to be where it was a pain. But I would like to watch it because I really did like it, but I'm not current on it. Are you?
Yeah, it's the new season started last night and we watched it on PBS on Masterpiece Theater, the whole thing. Like, love it.
Okay.
And but we waited, David said we waited too late to start it because we DVR'd it and then started it around 9 and about 9:45 he was out and so he said we should have started it at 8 if he was going to stay up for it, but so he mm-hmm. finished it this morning. But I love it. It's just one of my favorites. Now, do you have an Apple TV?
We do have an Apple TV, but that's the whole thing. We have Apple TV in the playroom.
Okay.
But Our TV in the living room is old enough that it doesn't have, so like it's only got one hookup.
That's right. Okay.
We've had this whole, but we're in the market. We've been saying after the first of the year, we were going to go get a smart TV for the living room because we've needed one in there for a long time. And then this is so boring. And then I want to move the TV from our living room into our bedroom.
Gotcha. Well, you know, so. I have a TV on my, I've always had a TV since I can't even remember when, a TV in our kitchen, because I love mm-hmm. to have the TV on when I'm cooking,
mm-hmm.
and especially on the weekends or a football game or whatever. And so when we had all the kitchen stuff going on, there was an outlet that I wanted to move. And anyway, long story short, I have a new television in the kitchen. That's a little bit bigger.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Alex, in quotation marks, gave it to me for Christmas, which, nice. Because, you know, David and I did not give each other presents, but
yes,
he is always up, as you know, for a TV purchase.
Yeah.
So, but it has, like you can watch Netflix and all that right from the television.
Yes. That's what I want to get.
Which is delightful.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. That's what I want to get. And Target's got really good prices on their televisions right now. So, but we've just been too, we've been sick and, you know, we've been infirm, so we have not been able to make that purchase, but that's one of my things after. And plus we had to wait for the kitchen to get finished because that's a whole other thing.
Well, and we'll come back to kitchens in just a second, but so I've got Sherlock. I'll also, you know, I want to watch The Crown. I haven't done that. That may be my gift to myself today. And then that Amazon series, I'm really curious about. Do you know what I'm talking about? I think it started its second season. Hold on, I'm going to look because I can't remember the name of it. It is called The Man in the High Castle.
Oh, I have heard of that, but I don't know anything about it.
So I just keep reading that it's really good. What's going on there? What you got going on?
I'm sorry.
I'm plugging in my computer. It was for whatever reason the plug. I didn't know how to see. I thought I was being so quiet.
Okay. Just stealth-like.
Okay, so that, so I'm intrigued by that because I've heard about that, but I don't know anything about it.
Well, all I know is that it is, it's, I think it's if the U.S. had lost World War II, like what it would be like here.
Oh, interesting.
Which I feel like is kind of right up your alley.
That is right. See, you just peaked. Anything, you know, anything World War II, alert. That's my, I love that. Even though I had to remember that if you read a book about World War II, it's going to be depressing.
Well, sure. Hold on. Let me read the whole thing to you.
Okay.
Let me see what it says. Where's the description? Oh, it won two Emmys. I didn't know that. Okay. I'm Googling because I had to do this last night. Okay. It's it takes a look at what the world might look like had the outcome of World War II turned out differently. In this dystopian scenario, the Axis powers won the war, leading to the United States being divided into three parts.
Oh, interesting. Now, what's it called? Say it again.
The Man in the High Castle.
The Man in the High Castle. Okay. All right. I'm going to add that to my list. You know, the other show that I feel like I've had so many people tell me that I need to watch is, what's it called? Is it Broadchurch?
Yes. I feel like I've had people who have recommended that to me too. And Polemark. Those too.
Yes. I feel like both of those people, recommend to me. And then I was going to start Broadchurch the other night because I was bored, but then I like looked it up and I was like, oh, it starts as like a crime thriller, which I know people say it's really, you've got to let that part of, but I was like, meh, that doesn't really.
What if it were a crime thriller set in World War II about a dog?
Well, then I would for sure watch it. Uh-huh. Or if it were a crime thriller where Kate Middleton and Prince William go around solving crimes, I would watch that.
Yeah. Listen, the whole Prince Harry, Meghan Markle thing,
you talk about something I could get piled up
yes,
in.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, if I just had one inside source on that, I would, that would give purpose to my days.
I know. I just wonder, like, will they let him marry her? Mm-hmm. Will he marry her? Will he settle down? Well, you know, the Queen is apparently not doing well.
Really?
Have you not? Well, she missed Christmas.
I saw that.
Well, yeah. She helicoptered, but then they said yesterday that she wasn't well enough to do her normal New Year's Day festivities.
Oh,
I know, which makes me really sad. So, but she is 90, but she's apparently not. She's been really sick. But you also think at that age, if you get a cold, it's going to take you longer than usual to get over it. So hopefully she just has a little touch of the flu and she'll be fine. But you know, then you wonder how all that's going to play out with Prince Charles, Prince William.
Well, hey, I appreciate that two people, one from Texas and one in Alabama, are now essentially your source for all your news on the royals.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like we're better than People magazine. I did a whole retrospective on Meghan Markle's fashion choices of the past, like 10 years.
You did?
Yeah, that was on the Fug Girls did it. They did like Meghan Markle. They talked about like her outfits because they were talking about how she, because she's already been in the public eye, she knows how to present herself and kind of knows how to play that game, which a lot of girls that come into that scenario don't know how to do when they go from being very private figures to very public figures. But she's already been a public figure.
Somebody needs to write a book about it right now.
I know. It would be the best book ever.
It would be the best book. Hey, I watched a video with her or something because I just was immediately fascinated with her. And I wanted to know how she talked. Like, how's her accent going to play in with all of them and all that? But yes. But she seems like she's super smart, like just really intelligent and thoughtful. And I don't know. I'm so intrigued by them.
Yeah, I think it's funny because I think it's interesting because, you know, they met at the Invictus Games. And so, because that was a charity.
I'm so tickled. Tell us more. Tell us more.
Not that I've spent any time reading about
Big
this
Mama?
When maybe I should be writing something. But they met at the Invictus Games. And so, but that was already something she was involved in, not to get close to, but something about her clearly intrigued Prince Harry. And I would think he would be somebody who would be hard to catch his eye.
Yes.
You know, because I would think you would have women throwing themselves at him because he's, I mean, he is good looking. So anyway, and a prince. He is good looking and also a prince.
And also a prince.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know.
That made me so happy. They met at the Invictus Games.
Well, they did. I think I read something that Vanity Fair wrote about her, like about her, like they talked about her as an actress, like what she'd been in, where she came from, kind of her background. Mm-hmm. She's got that website. She's got like mm-hmm. the lifestyle website. Thing. Yes. So anyway, I'm very intrigued by her.
Well, as am I. So I hope all goes well for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, because I think they're probably real worried about what we think about this whole thing.
Probably, but I feel like 2017 could use a good royal romance. Oh,
could we ever?
I mean, it would be a good year for, what if it was a year of all the good things?
Yes. Like
a royal romance. What else could happen this year?
I don't know, but
Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl. How about that?
That would be a good one.
I don't know. I feel like Dak. Like, I really do. And again, I realize I don't know him. Like, I'm just a Mississippi State person who feels connected to him. But I feel like, I don't know. I'm really curious about what's going to happen with him this next year in terms of contract and public eye. And I don't know.
I know. I feel like
he's a big deal.
You talk about your life changing on a dime, you know? I mean, that's really, like, I mean, he was a, what, fourth round draft pick?
Mm-hmm.
So not bad, but
not
still.
Not bad, but.
To be where he is, like possible rookie of the year. I mean, it's just incredible. So I don't know. But you take ownership of your, because I got real tickled at myself because I noticed Johnny Manziel. I felt hopeful for him because he posted a picture with his family at Christmas and was like, this is what's most important to me. And I was like, oh, good. Maybe he's whatever. And then like 2 days later, he was like at the Versace mansion in South Beach, Miami. I thought, well, that probably isn't the best. I don't want to assume, but I'm just going to say probably not the best influences at the Versace mansion in South Beach. It felt like being with his family was probably the better choice.
But we hope big things for him. Good things for him.
I would love to see him turn it around, but you know, you've got to want it for yourself.
So what's your kitchen update? What you got going on? You're completely finished, huh?
We're completely finished except for they're coming back I guess not this week, but next week, because I've got lights that are coming in, just like two pendant lights that they have to put in, and they're putting in like a vent to, for like a, you know, a draft vent for my cooktop. Mm-hmm. And then other than that, it is totally finished. Like it's totally functional. I have cooked many a meal in it now. I love it. And you know what I love? I love how pretty it is. I love how wide it is. I love how much bigger it makes that space look. But more than anything, I'm so pleased with how well organized I am in this. Like I'm living my best life right
That's
now.
Right. That's
I
right.
I knew where bone broth. Now, granted, it was expired, but I knew where it was.
You put your finger right on that bone broth. You knew right where it was. Yeah. Okay, now you said they're doing a draft for your cooktop. You used to not have a draft with your cooktop.
No, I've never had a draft on my cooktop, but we're doing like a, so we couldn't decide what to do because I've heard that those down drafts don't really, well, first of all, they're expensive and mm-hmm. I've heard they don't really work that well. So what we've decided to do is we're just going to do like a vent, like the kind like you have in your bathroom where it's just a flat mm-hmm, vent mm-hmm. up in the ceiling that we can turn on and it'll suck the smell out of the kitchen. So we're just going to do that and paint it white and hopefully it'll just kind of blend
it
in
will.
There.
It will. I think you'll love having one. I really do. You know, that was our kind of our big hiccup with if we're going to change our cooktop or not was because we do have a downdraft because everybody apparently in this part of Birmingham in the 70s was putting their cooktop on an island or a peninsula or something.
Yes.
There's a lot of us who have them and but it's hard to find anyway. Mm-hmm. But so I have a downdraft that's in the center of my cooktop, but I do use it a lot. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of one of those that for a long time we were like, oh, it'll be fine. And most of the time it is. But when you cook something like Perry fried, like deer steaks the other night and like the smell's in the house for like 2 days, if you can't open the window, you know, it's just hard to get that smell out. So it'll be when we cook stuff that's like that fried fish and all that. It's just hard to get I have to light a lot of candles
right.
and open up a window. So it'll be nice to have it. But I had looked into, because there is, we have a friend of ours that sells appliances, and that's who I had bought. That's who we bought our new ovens, or not our new ovens, our new dishwasher from. And so I asked him, I was like, hey, tell me about downdraft. And he was like, well, to get a really good one, he said, you're looking at, he said, Jen Air is who makes the best one. He mm-hmm. said, and they start at like $2,700. And yes, I was like, well, no, ma'am, I'm not going to do that right now. Because if we had to get one, but I'm like, I have a cooktop that works. So we're just going to do this and see, hopefully it'll work.
Well, we had a Jen Air when we moved in here. It was what was original to the house, and it was a downdraft. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you, that thing worked like a charm.
It did? Okay.
Yeah, it was good. But, you know, we did not get a Jen Air when we replaced it. And so, but it's still, like, I think it does what we need it to do. It's fine. But it's a tricky thing to try to figure out, the downdraft
yes.
stuff.
Yes. But other than that, we're totally done. And then yours is gorgeous. You sent me the picture. So are you happy with it? All
I
said
really
and done?
Am. Yeah, I okay. really am. And I feel like,
it looks really pretty.
When we put the doors up, that was, you know, cause I lived without doors for a little while
mm-hmm.
and, putting the doors up was really good. We still have some painting stuff like under the cabinets. Cause we had these fluorescent lights that were mounted under our cabinets, and when the mm-hmm. electrician was here, he took them all out because I'd ordered under cabinet lighting and they installed it, but there are holes back in the underneath those were hardwired in, and there mm-hmm. are no wires or anything there now, but those holes need to be caulked up and then painted, and so there are, you know, a couple of little things that will touch up things that need to be done, but for the most part It is done, and I'm so happy we did it. I thought this morning, like, I don't know. It just makes it's just nice to walk into every morning,
mm-hmm,
and it's nice
mm-hmm.
to come home to when we're gone, and I can't.
Well, I'm sure it brightens that space up too.
It does.
To have that white in there, mm-hmm. yeah, but it looks a lot brighter.
It does, and I love my countertops a lot, and you know, I don't know. It was all things considered, it was a good experience, and I'm really glad we did it.
Okay. Yeah. That's how I feel like now that mine's done. It was funny. Cause like once they were gone on December 23rd at noon, I was
sure.
like, this was totally worth it. Like, it was worth the headache, but I mean, they still need to come. And now the good thing is when they come back and do the other little stuff that still needs to be done, I don't care. Cause we're not up against any kind of a deadline, you know,
right.
It's not like
yeah.
that. Christmas kept feeling like I want it done for Christmas, and I'll never be without appliances again, which was the hardest part of the whole thing. So, so it's totally worth it. So now I'm just looking into, I need some things to hang in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I need some pictures, cause I'd had this chalkboard that I'd had forever, but I got rid of that. And so I'm kind of weighing my options of what kind of art I may want to hang in there.
Well, you know, and everything we did was like a refacing kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like we didn't move anything or change the structure of anything. So, but I have tried to, like, I took a lot of stuff off my countertops. I feel like I just want everything real clean right now. Just
mm-hmm. Well, you ended up with the coffee bar.
And I ended up with a coffee bar. How about mm-hmm. that's some irony? And
that
you
is
know that cabinet that is over there that's above the desk where I put all the coffee stuff. There's this little shelf on there. Anyway, day before yesterday, I went to Home Goods, or maybe I can't remember. Maybe it was 3 days ago. I don't know. But I found a sign and it says coffee, and it's and it's kind of a gray blue and it has a little bit of a really light orange in there. Which, you know, it's kind of all over my house. And
yes.
And it was the perfect size. And I just stuck it right back up there.
Well, look at that. Look at who ended up with the coffee bar. Well, I'm so glad I can live vicariously through you. When I come visit you, I can use your coffee bar and think of what could have been.
I'm going to tell you what. It has changed everything. Because I used to always, I felt like, you know, if I was at the stove and somebody was trying to make a cup of coffee, they were always
mm-hmm.
right behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And so Christmas, when we had family here, and it diverted all that traffic around to another part of the kitchen. And it was like, well, and there was already a cabinet there for me to put all the mugs and stuff in. And it was like, well,
it was meant to be.
This is delightful. Yeah.
It was meant to be.
It took me so long to figure that out.
I know. Well, sometimes you just have to rethink things, you know, like that's like this time I've put like I don't have my KitchenAid sitting on the counter, and I'd always had my KitchenAid because I didn't really have a good place to put it under the counter, and I use it frequently enough. And so when our cabinet guy was like, hey, I can make this little pull out thing and you can put your KitchenAid in there, and like just that frees up, like not having that in the, and we had our microwave on our counter. So having those two things, I'm like, I've got all the countertop space in the world.
Delightful.
It's very freeing. So
I know. And I feel like, I'm sure you're like this too right now. Like I can't wipe it. Like I can't wipe those countertops enough. Mm-hmm. Like I just, mm-hmm. I just want everything just so all the time.
Yes. Yes. It's got to be very clean. It's got mm-hmm. to be, I mean, that's the whole problem is like, cause now I need new dish towels, you know, like I need, because sure. I've got new salt and pepper shakers. I've got a new sugar bowl, but now I've got new canisters, but now I feel like it needs new dish towels.
Well, so. Yeah. One of the things that happened with me was in just cleaning out before, you know, we took the doors off and all that kind of stuff. And then moving the coffee mugs, I have always kept like my flour and my sugar and all that kind of stuff in our laundry room, in our little pantry area. But I moved it into my cabinets. That's been a game changer. Just, isn't that funny? Like little weird things like that. Like, yep. Let me get my sugar for you. It's right here.
Yes. I did same. And that's when I opened it up, like, because I bake so much over Christmas. And I was like, well, why didn't I 20 years ago... get a canister for my brown sugar. This is so much better than twist tying that bag and clipping it with this chip clip or whatever, you know,
yes.
Like why did I not, or like opening up a thing, because you know, those little bags and then powdered sugar and then it leaks out. And I'm like, well, this, you know what, for $15 at Bed Bath and Beyond,
I could have made all my kitchen dreams come true.
Yes.
Dreams I did not even know I had.
But it's made life so much easier. So, and now at a glance, I can open that up and go, oh, we're going to need more sugar next time I'm at the store.
Yes.
So it's a game changer.
Hey, this is part of our all happy things in 2017.
That's exactly right. Canisters for everyone.
Canisters for everyone. okay. Anything else? Any goals that you've thought of or anything like that?
No. I don't really have any goals.
This is pretty much
wear more
no
body
different
suits
than no
in
different.
2000.
That's right. Wear more body suits.
No, I feel like, well, you know, and you're same. I mean, I've really got three big projects that are going to round out this year. So, I mean, my goal is to do the best I can do with those three projects and then take a long nap after those are over. I mean, that's really, I feel like that's where I am right now. Like that's kind of consuming all my mental energy.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I've got some edits ahead of me that should be coming my way sometime soon. And then I've got another little project I've got to do, and then hopefully at some point I'm gonna have an idea for another book.
Because
that'll be this year that I'll get started on that, I think. So yeah, there's that. And then just work. I'm gonna tell you, like, I feel like I kind of hobbled into Christmas holidays. I was so tired, and so just being at home for 2.5 weeks, like I feel like a normal person now. And I would like to hold on to a little bit of that. I have a real busy travel situation in January, February, 1st of March. And so I just, you know, I want to handle that as well as I can. And, I don't know. I feel like I was not a great friend last year, just in general. I want to be better about that.
I thought you were a good friend.
Well, thanks. That's sweet of you to say, but you're not going to tell me if I was a bad one.
I've been choosing this podcast. I'm so glad that we're on this podcast right now, because what I've wanted to say is you were not a good friend.
That's right. That's
a
great
time
to tell.
I'd like to air this grievance publicly.
Yes. But I really, like, I was not myself, I feel like, in terms of...
Well, you didn't get together, really, that I can think of. Like, you always get together and do, like, a weekend with your college girlfriend. No. You know, like, I don't think you really did that last year, like, which is not like you.
No. Like, I was not myself in terms of my friendship. So, I would like to try to recapture that a little bit. I just, it was, you know, I don't know. just I was not I was just not myself with all that. So
well, you had a hard year.
I know. And I think, you know, in different situations, I always think there's something that's going to kind of bear the brunt of whatever's going on that's difficult, or, you know, there's usually one area of your life that tends to bear the brunt of that thing the most. And I feel like for me, the thing that bore the brunt the most, really the last 6 months of really all of last year, honestly, were friendships. Like, it was just, it was one of those times where I don't know, mental energy wise, I was not so great. So I would like to be better at that. So,
Yeah, I think it gets hard. And I think it's interesting how different things, because I thought it was funny because, like with Jamie still coming for New Year's, even when I was like, you know, Perry's been sick and blah, blah, blah. But I think just because of losing Jen this year, I think we were all like, no, we all want to be, this is how we want to bring in the new year. Like, yes, we all ma'am. Needed to kind of be together in that, you know, and just, and we talked about her some, and just, I don't know, different things in your life make you have different responses is what I'm saying, you know, whereas I think losing your mom and all of that, I think can make you maybe turn more inward just because, I don't know, it's a different loss, you know?
Yeah. And I think too, I mean, I think I feel fortunate in that I have friends that I feel safe with and feel, I don't know, like I felt like that was one thing I did not feel like I still needed to manage maybe.
Yeah, that they were going to love you and be there, and nobody was going to be like, well, gah, Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but still, I don't like living like that.
I know. I know. And it's good to have that time because it makes you, I just thought that when we were all together New Year's Eve, because I thought there's just something about laughing and telling stories and just people who have known you forever. It's life giving to be with them and to just, I don't know, just have those times.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because life can be hard. Life can be hard. So
life can be hard.
Life can be hard.
But there, we're glad that there are things like La La Land that make it better.
That's right. And Mariah
and Jesus.
Carey.
And also Jesus.
Yeah. I'm so glad I said Mariah Carey at the same time you said Jesus. That makes me feel real good about myself. I'm going to go work on my book, man. I'm going to go work on my devotional now that I am
writing. That's right.
I'm gonna go get started on that.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus, for Mariah Carey.
That's right. Yes. Hey,
you set the stars a little above us in their bodysuits. Thank you for that.
I'm gonna tell you, I don't think you're far. You get a little bit farther into that, and that, like, a Mariah Carey story is gonna feel like gold. It's gonna feel like, oh, thank you, Lord, for the gift of a Mariah Carey story. It is something I can write about.
I'm just shy of doing from the dawn of time. Man has studied the Holy Scriptures.
That's right. Yes.
In search of a word or inspiration from our Lord.
Yes. From the beginning of the ages.
Yes. All right.
Well, everybody, have a happy new year.
Happy new year, everybody. I hope everybody has a great 2017. I hope we look back at this time next year and go, man, that was an awesome year.
Yeah, that podcast, that was the beginning of a whole lot of
that was really the beginning. Kudos to you, 2017.
That's right. We're gonna claim it here right from the get-go.
Kudos to you. Happy 2017.
All righty. We'll talk to y'all later.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye. There we go. it's a magical time.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
I turned my ringer off. Yes, I'm ready. I was changing into a new bodysuit. I didn't realize it was going to be so loud. Okay, now I'm done. Yeah, I was putting on my Spanx.
That's right.